We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Q-Collar, the only FDA-cleared sports equipment proven to help protect the brain from repetitive head impacts. And so Taylor is going to talk with us, talk a little bit about that here on Gwen and Chris. Taylor, how are you today? Thanks so much for being on the show.
I'm doing very well. How are you guys?
We're doing very great. Good. Very good. I'm going to just tell you in advance that my co-host, Matt Scraby, likes the 49ers. So before we go too far into this interview, Taylor, I just want you to know you and I are going to be teaming up on him for the next 20 minutes here.
No. Yes, I was going to keep that out of it. I can keep
Rams,
it out of it.
The Rams are going to take on the 49ers in their next game on Monday night. But, Taylor, first of all, let's talk a little bit about this Q-Collar that you represent. I think it's very interesting. You know, a lot of us saw the extra padding on the helmets when maybe we watched Hard Knocks in the off season, or we were at, you know, saw some highlights of training camp. It's nice to know that the league is serious about trying to help prevent, you know, repetitive head impacts. And this product is one that has already been cleared and can certainly have an impact in that, in the right direction.
Right. No, you're completely right there. I mean, you were talking about the Guardian caps that you saw all preseason.
Yeah.
And you know, a few guys around the league are starting to wear the collar, and you know, I've been wearing the collar ever since the off season workouts and OTAs, and you know, I can't say how much I absolutely love the thing. You know, I actually suffered a pretty severe concussion last year in the last game of the regular season against the Niners, missed all playoffs, was able to actually fortunate enough to come back for the Super Bowl. Really my agent kind of, you know, tapped me into the Q-Collar this off season and, you know, just, reached out to me and, you know, told me all about it. You know, obviously it's very research backed. Like you said, it's FDA cleared. And you know, I've been wearing it since OTAs and I've been absolutely loving it. You know, it's really supposed to help protect against, you know, like you said, all the repetitive head trauma impact. But really, even like, you know, the biggest thing I noticed with it, and the happiest I've been about it is really the next day, the next morning. Usually, you know, after a game, you know, Monday morning waking up, you know, usually you feel like you got hit by a train or a truck, and you know, your neck is just so sore. But actually, ever since I've been wearing the collar these first three games, I've been waking up every Monday morning, feel like I haven't even played in a football game. So that's been outstanding and amazing, just right there.
Now, is this just real quick on this Q-Collar? Is this something that, you know, is just kind of starting to make the rounds now? Is it something that, you know, I'm curious because we have a lot of parents who listen and their high school kids play football or even their young people are playing football. Is it something that's available to people yet? Is it something that's kind of become getting more popular? Is it we have to spread the word on it a little bit?
Yeah. No, this I would say this is probably the first year where you're probably actually starting to see it, you know, in college and the pros. But you know, it's available for sale on website on the Q30 website. But definitely this year, you know, definitely starting to pick up a lot more, and you know, you'll see guys around the league wearing it, you know, on Saturdays as well as college football.
We're talking to Rams safety Taylor Rapp here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline, and I want to go back to the Super Bowl because that's number one, awesome that you got to play in a Super Bowl, but also you had seven tackles in the game, which was just one off the team lead, so you had a pretty good Super Bowl. And on this show over the last 4 years, we've talked about the Super Bowl hangover before, and we think that there might be something to it, but your team right now is 2-1, so it doesn't really look like it's been a factor. But how do you think your team is different and won't fall into the Super Bowl hangover?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you hear about it all the time from past Super Bowl winners, and you know, how can you replicate what you did last year? And you know, for us, the Rams, you know, I think the biggest thing from our culture and from what we're trying to do this year is, you know, we understand last year was, you know, last year, and you know, whatever we accomplished was great. But you know, this year is a completely different year. And you know, we have a lot of additions to the team. We have a lot of losses to the team. And so, really, you know, I would just say, what we're doing, from a team perspective is, you know, leaving last year and last year's past, and you know, just trying to focus on this year because, you know, this year is obviously very different. And, you know, just not trying to do too much, not trying to, you know, go out there and, you know, repeat as champions or anything like that. You know, just taking it day by day, game by game, week by week, and really just controlling what we can control internally. That's, you know, that's all that matters.
Taylor Rapp is with us, starting safety for the Los Angeles Rams, a Super Bowl champion. He had five tackles, solo tackles, in the victory over Arizona this past weekend that propelled the Rams to 2-1. And, yeah, obviously, Taylor, I mean, after you beat the 49ers, then it's onward and upward from there. But talk a little bit about the wake-up call you guys got in Game 1. Buffalo came in and stole a little of your Super Bowl thunder in that first game. Was that a matter of Buffalo pretty good, or Rams were not so good that night?
Yeah, I mean, I think a little bit of both. You know, obviously, as a team, you know, in all three phases, really, offense, defense, and special teams, you know, we left a lot of plays out there. And, you know, obviously there were a lot of plays that we wish we could have back, and we know what we're capable of in all those three phases. But also at the same time, like you said, you know, great Buffalo team, you know, they're not a bad team in themselves. So it's, you know, definitely very talented Buffalo team that came in and, you know, whooped our butts on Sunday night football, or actually Thursday night football, to open up the season. But, you know, I think a little bit of both, like you said.
Talking to Taylor Rapp, the Los Angeles Rams safety, here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Make sure you check out the Q Collar, because that is what he is wearing, and some of the other NFL players as well, to help with brain injuries and repetitive head impacts. But coming up against the 49ers, it's a Monday night football game. I'm coming in peace. I am just asking you, what is it about the 49ers team that gives the Rams such a hard time?
Yeah, I think they're just a very well-coached, tough, physical team. And for whatever reason, you know, whenever the Rams play the Niners, you know, it's always a game of the century that always goes down to the wire. You know, I think they're obviously, like I said, just a very well-coached team. You know, they do things the right way. They're very physical. You know, they come out there, punch you in the mouth, and, you know, just try to out physical you. And, you know, just a great team in itself. So it'll be a fun matchup on Monday night.
Yeah, the one thing about the 49ers, they themselves are a very tough, physical team. Their fans a little wimpy.
Stop.
Oh, sorry, Scraby. I didn't mean to take a little shot at you there. Last thing, Taylor, before we let you go, I'm just curious, your career, how did you become a safety? Is that something that did you play any offense? Did you play any corner growing up, or college, high school, whatever? How does safety wind up being your spot? And what's, the in your mind, the key to playing, you know, a good NFL safety. To me, one of the things that would be a key is just to be a little bit crazy back there and just have the ability to run around and hit anything that moves.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. You're not far off. I think you got to have a little maniac, you little crazy in you, to definitely, you know, be out there and you know, play recklessly, have that kind of style of play, which, you know, just going back to, you know, wearing the cue collar, I think, you know, the cue collar gives me that extra confidence and that peace of mind to play that reckless style that you kind of have to play with. You can't be out there as a defensive player, especially a safety, you know, playing scared or, you know, playing timid or anything. You gotta have that confidence. And so, you know, just wearing the cue collar, you know, just gives me that extra peace of mind and that extra confidence to, you know, play with that maniac style in me. But, you know, going back to your first question about how I actually became a safety, or, you know, that became my position. You know, I think going back to high school or youth football, you know, I think I played mostly every position, you know, played offense, obviously, growing up. And, you know, everyone wants to play offense growing up because you score touchdowns and, you know, you get all the glory and stuff. But, you know, defensive players never get enough glory. But, you know, I played most all positions, receiver, running back, quarterback. And, you know, I played at a small high school up in Bellingham, Washington. And so, you know, I kind of played everything, played quarterback, running back, receiver, played some linebacker. Played some corner, basically whatever the coach needed me to do that given day or night, you know, I was able to play. And, you know, I think I started getting recruited in late in my high school career. And I think safety just ended up being the position that I guess I best projected as to get to the next level. And, you know, once I realized that, you know, that was the position that, you know, I would probably have the best chance at making it to the next level playing D1 football, you know, I kind of tried to master it as much as I could and kind of, I guess, honed in on that one position. And I guess here we are today, you know, just trying to master that, you know, as much as possible.
Well, Taylor, thanks so much for the time, and thanks so much for putting this time into the cue collar. I think it's important right now with all the young people that are listening out there who love to play football, their parents. Definitely take some time to check out this cue collar. Find it online and Google it, whatever you got to do. Try to, you know, allow your kids a chance to be as healthy as possible out there playing the game of football. Good on you for promoting that, Taylor, and good on you for your Super Bowl championship, and best of luck. Especially this Monday night, where everybody on this program will be rooting for number 24 and the Rams.
I'm still going to root for him, okay?
You're going to still root for him?
Yes.
Sure you are.
Yes, I am.
Hey,
unless,
Taylor,
unless you pick six us at the
that.
End of the game
I
or something.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Taylor. Thanks for coming on. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just saying thank you guys so much for having me on. It was a great time. Thank you.
We
guys.
Enjoyed it a lot. Good luck to you, Taylor. Appreciate the time. Taylor Rapp right there, starting safety for the Los Angeles Rams.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.